So back to what I was saying. What I was saying.
People still don't understand that you have an inalienable right to your likeness. AI comes up, looks like you, sounds like you, blows up, and there isn't jack really you can do about it because it's the label actually now owns the likeness.
Back to what I was saying. What I was saying.
What's up, what's up, what's up, friends, family, and fans? It is I, Stone Stabber, and I'm rocking here with my limp along co-host today.
What's up? I'm Johnny Vaughn. What's going on?
Y'all hear him, right? Because he don't normally sound smooth. Like, he's like, Johnny Vaughn, what's going on, y'all? So, yeah. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling better. Put you up on why I sound like this. I came down with pneumonia 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, you did. But we ain't going to talk about that right now.
Yeah, we won't go into it. But that's what the voice is. Don't make you think that Johnny just trying to be sexy. This actually hurts.
No, I'm not kidding. We are going to acknowledge that. But I want to welcome everyone to Life on Podcast. This is where we listen and inspire friends in entertainment.
And everywhere.
That's right. Because life happens to everyone.
Yes,
sir. We're going to get into that deep fake today. The deep fake sickness that you got going on right now, just because this fool be a glutton for sympathy. Because you typically don't take care of yourself, man. You run yourself on fumes.
No, I don't sleep. There's a difference in not taking care of yourself and not sleeping.
Pause. I'm allow everyone to come together in that moment of insanity that we just heard. There is a difference between not taking care of yourself and not sleeping.
It is. So
there is a difference between dying from hunger and not eating. Anyway,
I don't know how I forgot in 21 days how extra you are. No, it's, when I say I don't sleep, I just, you know, I'm not getting 8-9 hours of sleep a night like everybody else. It would have been dope if I would have had an AI to do me so that I could have still been working. Because I've just been out of work, which has been a plus. But I have been keeping up with a lot of this stuff. So the fact that you brought it up, I'm interested to see what you think about it. Well, yeah.
This whole deep fake thing is getting ridiculous. And the reason why it has truly become an alarming thing to me is you have that cover record, whatever it's called, Cuff It.
Yeah.
Right? Beyonce's Cuff It.
Yeah.
But it's featuring Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
850,000 views. Mm-hmm. And I can genuinely say that there's a huge number of those views where they didn't realize that it wasn't Rihanna, which is, right, the whole point.
Yeah.
I don't use the term lightly. And you asked me, or I think one of our guests before, who was it? Was it Leslie? When we were talking with Leslie Brathwaite, and we were like, is it scary or exciting? And we're like, we're excited. And I was like, and you said that I'm scared. I said, no, I'm excited, actually. But stuff like this turns it into, I don't like using the word scary, but I'm concerned.
People were concerned when we were still writing checks to Publix, when we were making the switch over to using debit cards. People were concerned. And it was the same type of concern. People were concerned about the whole Y2K bug. What are computers going to do with these Linux and these Unix systems when the 0-0 hits? People were concerned. And hindsight being 2020, we had nothing to be concerned about. And that's kind of how I'm going into this. The only thing that'll make me jump up and panic is, you know, if one wakes up and it actually says, all right, we're going to take over. All right, now we got a problem. But I think worrying about it before you actually see signs of it happening, you just have worries now.
Well, let me give you one.
Okay.
Let me give you one. So just the other day, this woman, she gets a phone call.
I was going to actually talk about the ransom one.
And so for those who may not know the story, woman gets a phone call.
Yeah.
Her daughter's voice is on the other end crying. Said, mommy, I messed up. Mommy, I messed up. Of course, now if any parent heard, you know, heart spikes and blood pressures through the roof. She's like, baby, what's wrong? What's up? And then a man gets on the phone and he's like, we have your daughter. You know, we've taken her. You know, you have to pay $1 million or you won't get her back. You know, I will pump her full of drugs and have my way with her and we'll take her to Mexico.
Yeah.
Of course, the mom's like, I don't have $1 million.
Did you add some? Because I don't remember reading all of that part.
This is the way it was explained to me.
Okay.
So anyway, so he said, pump her full of drugs, have our way with her, take her to Mexico. Mother didn't have $1 million. And this master negotiator dropped down, 50,000. All right. Now, I've heard that number change 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
But it was sold 50,000. Now, did she pay the ransom?
No.
Huh?
No.
I didn't think because someone said she paid the ransom. I was like, I didn't hear that she paid the ransom. Story I
read, and it could be another story on this.
And to finish it out, just so you know, it says she was calling people. Finally, she called her husband, and her husband was like, no, she's fine. She's upstairs in her room asleep.
And see, the story I read said that she called her. they actually, like, her sister or someone was in the room and had just talked to her and knew she was fine. So
yeah, so this is how these all right. So that was a whole other layer.
Yeah, well, okay, for me, this is one of those things that I've been trying to train my mom and dad since they've gotten into computers in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. Is that when you get those emails or those text messages saying, oh, your account is closed, don't click that.
Right.
Immediately go to the actual website, log in, and see if you have a notification in whatever they're saying. Because anybody can fake your phone number now. VoIP fakes have been around forever. People just are starting to use them more and more. Same thing with the email address. I could send an email from anybody. And, you know, because one thing that people don't know about Google is that whenever you put dots in names and titles, it'll create a different address, but it shows up as the same thing. So Gmail accounts are really easy to spam. So like if you wanted to send something to Johnny Vaughn at Gmail, you can create j.o.v.y.vaughn@gmail and it still sends as if it's coming from Johnny Vaughn. So it's easy to fake that. Wow. A lot of people don't know that that's a thing. I've been harping that, hey, when stuff like this happens, immediately check source. Now, right. I do understand that you're getting, hey, I have your child. There's a panic factor that's involved. So I'm not discounting that that's a real thing. But there's still some, you know, do you have a code word? Can you corroborate certain things?
Telling Taz we need to learn sign language and we need to come up with our own thing. She never called it dumb, but she thinks it's dumb.
Until you need something.
I love what you said. And you like check source. But nowadays, you have to check multiple sources. And I actually do that all the time. Whenever I see something, I'm like, whoa, what? And that seems like it's legit. I always try to find like three or four reputable sources that can, is it corroborate?
Corroborate.
Yeah, I didn't think, I always felt dumb saying corroborate. I was like, something about that doesn't even feel right.
Elevated your linguistics today.
Yeah, corroborate. <There you go. laughs> But I always try to corroborate with at least three or four legitimate sources. Absolutely. Don't just find other stuff that match. That's not, no. It has to be legitimate, trusted sources.
Yeah, that was a big thing for us in media. I remember when Bin Laden was taken out. I was actually on air when it happened. And they didn't want me to go on air with it because we hadn't confirmed it yet. And this was before TMZ was big and all that stuff. There came a point after that we had to check Fox, had to check CBS, had to check all our RSS feeds, get it from corporate before we could actually go to air, make sure it was confirmed. Because if I would have went and said it and then it was wrong, now we got a problem.
Heck yeah.
Which happens all the time still. Then something happened with TMZ to where, I don't know, they just became plugged into everything. If TMZ posted, you can almost go to the bank with it and you know it's real. They haven't been wrong in like 7 or 8 years.
Right.
Corroborating sources and checking multiple places to be sure that the information you got is important. And it's going to become more vitally important. That's just going to become a part of our new norm with the introduction of what this AI is. And it's going to suck for people who
are lazy. Let's just call it a spade.
You don't want to learn new tricks, then, you know, be the old dog. However, if you get suckered by some of this stuff and, you know, Kukufu, the new prince over in Nigeria, is stealing you stuff and you still let him send you something here, checking account.
I still can't believe you, to this day people still do that.
Yeah. But it's because people don't do the small things that can help against it. So I don't want to make it sound like I'm downplaying that it can be serious. But I mean, we've got other threats that are serious too. But there are steps you can take that can make that a less serious scenario.
Well, the reason why I say that is, do you remember? This isn't apples and apples, all right? But you'll understand the concept of the relation of the concept. Do you remember the movie War Games?
Yeah.
Back in the 80s, right? Okay, so now I forget just how old you really are. So back in the 80s, those of you who don't know, it's a good movie. Even though it's old, you still watch it. It's a good movie. But long story, super short, is, you know, this kid, he's playing a game with a computer, and it was like a war game where you have countries fighting against countries, whatever. But that computer was literally tapped into NORAD, and so the game they were playing at NORAD looked like it was real.
It was actually
When they were launching missiles from Russia, NORAD thought Russia really was launching missiles. And so we almost launched at them, the whole World War III.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that was based on a true story. There was like an exercise that happened
in
the military that actually went wrong, where they believe that like a missile was launched at Hawaii or something like that. And like Hawaii's alarms or something were going off and all kind of stuff.
Oh, wait a minute. It was. And it turned out to be some technician or maintenance man's fault. That's right. It was some real
thing. It was something stupid.
Hey, Michael Jackson walked in the room again. Job gone. Job gone.
We
just need to sample that because we've used that like three times. Done now.
I can get it in there for the next one. But yeah, those.
So that's a real thing. So yeah. TV stations have already been hacked signals before. As of right now, literally, just pop on. There's Joe Biden saying, you know, my fellow Americans, this is not a test, and blah, blah, blah. And now we're going to war or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Biden was nowhere near, nowhere around, and you couldn't tell. Like, yeah. That is a reality that we're living in right now as you're living, listening to this podcast. Yes. So that's why I'm like, it's not so much that it's like it could be a threat. Like, it's so real. Like, you have to take steps at this point. I don't know.
Take the steps. So this is where I'm at. I know the level of redundancy that we have just in broadcast radio for if, when an event like that happens.
Right.
And we are not the most technologically sound. Mm-hmm. Because there's some technology that I use in the live world that I'm just like, you can just integrate this in the radio to make my life so much easier, and they won't do it.
Right.
So scaling that, I have to assume that the governments and militaries that have hidden tech have technology that we don't know about, and they have a way to defend against said things. And I have a level of confidence at it because at every level that I'm at, that exists. And I would hate to, my faith can't be rocked that much to think that I'm the pinnacle of what that technological advancement is.
Listen to me. Our government has done enough to let me know that they can be flat out dumb.
No, they can.
And the reason why they can is because it's run by humans.
No, absolutely.
So, absolutely, I can see someone didn't do their job. You had one job.
That's why we got an AI in the background double checking the people.
Oh, my gosh. Man.
There's a serious concern. From a safety standpoint, I get it. I think it's more so from the entertainment aspect of it.
Right.
I think it's entertaining.
All right. So, well, it's entertaining until someone's messing with your money. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, you look at these 850,000 views, mm-hmm. okay? What if they had decided to actually put that on a DSP? That's money that either Rihanna or any writers involved are not seeing or missing out until it gets caught and all this kind of crap. So, and then...
How is that any different than the MP3 era?
It isn't. It just exacerbates it. Okay. You know, just because I have a paper cut doesn't mean I want you to come down with a machete. Be like, well, you already cut. Here, let me just go and take your whole arm off. I mean, exaggerating, but that's the point.
No, I get it. Yeah, I don't think I'm looking at it. You said it's not apples to apples. It's apples to
apples. Have you ever had a song released?
Yes.
Back when you used to do music?
Yeah.
What was the title of it?
Ooh. Well, okay. So it was not something radio played. It was music that we had that was played on Nat Geo when we were doing TV sync stuff.
All right,
so
Nat Geo.
I count that as
released. All right, stuff. So say this Nat Geo, and then someone out there and did a cover of that AI and sold it, and you heard it. First thing you're going to do is you're going to be like, whoa, 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 ain't nobody clear, no license me. You're not going to be like, oh, it's entertainment. This is for entertainment. This is where AI is going. That happened. Blah, blah, blah. Well, there you go. Yeah, so that's my thing. It's like that. It's nothing to be played with. And people are still trying to understand. Look, this whole thing is about to be as messy as crypto was/is when it first came out. Crypto and NFTs, how everyone's trying to scramble, like, how does it work? How do I make money? The scammers are getting ahead of time while taking advantage of everyone's confusion. Meanwhile, the United States is like, well, how do we control this so we can make money off of it? So it's a whole bunch of bucket of confusion. That's what this AI crap is going to do right now.
Every
technology. Well, no, it does. I'm not saying that's anything new, but that's what we're going to run into because people still don't understand that you have an inalienable, innate right to your likeness and to anything that looks like you or sounds like you. Legally, you have a right to it. And a lot of people don't know that. But what if you're signed to a record label? Clearly in your contract, that record label says we own your likeness, your image, and blah, 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 whatever pertains to that music, the record label owns it. So then you have a song that goes out there and it's not really doing anything. AI comes up, covers that song, looks like you, sounds like you, blows up, and there isn't jack really you can do about it because it's the label actually now owns the likeness and the sound as it pertains to that song. Like, people don't even look at those steps of it all. This thing is freaking serious.
Okay.
That's not the time for you to say, okay, I don't like post-pneumonia, Johnny.
I don't know, man.
I have to get...
I'll say this. Pneumonia has changed my outlook on what's important. and
Jesus.
It's not that I didn't already have this perspective. It's just deeper now.
No, when it hits you.
The things that are important aren't that. The AI story with the attempted ransom thing, seriousness, yes. The likeness copy stuff, that stuff can be traced and it can be rectified still.
It can be traced?
Yeah.
How easily?
Absolutely. Extremely easily.
I mean, they're still trying to trace this Rihanna thing right now. Matter of fact, they're still trying to chase the guy that, well, who, I'm saying the guy, I shouldn't say that, but whoever did that with the ransom thing, they still
I will say this. When they did the deep fake of Barack Obama and they did one of Joe Biden, they mm-hmm. knew who did it in 48 hours. The people who need to know already know. And that's that level of stuff I think is just not out.
And there. Honestly, I honestly have to say I believe you on that. I definitely have to say I believe you. If we can sit here and have a conversation about all this, and then on my phone, I'm going to start getting a whole bunch of stuff about right. deep fake and da-da-da. No, I
agree. And that's where I'm at with it. I mean, it's we become so comfortable in what the technology we have that's around us that we forget what it's actually capable right. of doing.
And there's no, and we were going to talk about this before about predictive programming,
mm-hmm.
remember? And that's not like, it's fun to check it out. Like, oh my God, the Simpsons talked about this, you know, and oh my God, the War Games. But it's not a mistake either.
I think that's a time traveler, but that's a whole nother thing.
I after watching Infinity, I'm not 100% against that. there might be something.
Might be something to that. Might be something to it. The reason why I said it's entertainment now, because I've seen some cool stuff, but there's a producer who actually did something, and he was open about it. I think his name is Roberto Nickerson or Nixon.
The DJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just went on YouTube and grabbed one of those like Kanye West beats, and then he recorded like 8-16 bars or something that he wrote, and then he used an AI to generate Kanye. And he was flat out. He's like, yo, it's not me. I'm just wanting to show you that this is cool.
Right.
And he's standing there the whole time. He walks you through step by step. And it does. It sounds like, now if you really listen to it, you can still hear where it's right. not
coming. And that's just today's version.
Exactly. And right. again, that will continue to get better as tech grows. But I think that it serves some purposes that will be, every piece of technology has a negative aspect to it. But there's some positive aspects up to it that I look at that I think will be more beneficial than hurtful. I'm gonna get really personal. I used to call my grandmother every single day before mm-hmm. she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she passed away, I remember that I had actually saved every single voicemail that she'd ever sent me.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, every phone I get, every voicemail my grandmother sent me for like 7 years is on that phone.
Nice.
I can hear her voice.
Right.
Those will be things that we'll be able to recreate when you don't have one. There's a story that came out yesterday. I think it was it was a ball player in Texas. There was a cop who held him up because he ran a red light trying to get to a hospital because mm-hmm. his mother was dying.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother passed away while he was out there dealing with a cop. Not being able to have that last conversation, AI, I believe, is going to present. I mean, you may still know it's fake, but it may present an opportunity to offer some closure, some healing. And right. I think those aspects of what it can be used for will be beneficial.
And don't get me wrong, because we're pointing out the potential dangers doesn't mean we're denying that it's extremely beneficial.
Yeah, I find it funny that Mr. Positive here is just harping on the negative.
But what I feel that we can do is we focus so much on how positive it is, we underestimate the dangers of it. For example, this whole thing, we were just joking the other day, and you and I even joked a little bit when I was doing a phone number. You're like, you remember phone numbers?
Oh, yeah.
And I was just talking to somebody, and I think we talked about it on the podcast before, about the more we're using technology and AI and stuff, the less we use our brains, you know? And our brain is a use it or lose it muscle. No one argues.
See, I still don't, I disagree with you when you said that, because I just think it makes us use our brain differently. There's always going to be people that's going to laze out that's just not going to think.
No, right. But when you rely, I mean, and this is, and I wish I could quote the science one, which is why we haven't done the podcast yet, because I can't. But, you know, literally, I was watching something on, not Discovery, I can't remember the channel, it's not important, but they were showing the firings and stuff like that. And they were talking about how this brain right here is used for the calculations. And if those neurons don't fire over time, they die off and you lose them. Like, period. You literally have to restart. He said, it's almost like learning to walk again. So it's not like you're just going to walk up and be like, oh, 1 + 1 = 2. And he was being exaggeratory. But the whole point was you have to start from scratch again. And he's like, that's how the brain.
I remember seeing that.
And the whole thing. He was like, it's a use it. The brain's a use it or lose it too.
I saw something that proved that to be wrong, because that negates the whole it's like riding a bicycle concept. Once you know how to ride a bicycle, it may be a little unfamiliar. Mm-hmm. You can go 15 years without doing it. You will be able to ride.
But that's not cognitive. That's literal. No, that's why they call it muscle memory.
Muscle memory. What do you think?
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's not connected to the brain, it's not cognitive. It's still not.
Absolutely cognitive. There's something up here that has to be able to tell these motor functions
that what part, to do. Trust me when I say I agree. I'm not saying it's totally disconnected from the brain. But there is a difference between learning how to ride a bike and then not riding a bike for years and it all coming back to you, and then knowing how to do an algebraic equation and never touching math, and then suddenly you just know how to do that equation again. It's completely different. That's what I'm calling cognitive.
I disagree.
I mean, it's cool. It's cool. You can disagree on it if you want.
What year is this? 2023. I took Div EQ in 2007, and that was the only year I took Div EQ.
Right, and that's you.
And I looked at a DVQ equation 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and it came back.
So I will go and do the research on it, because I will say that is the exception and not the
norm. That's what I'm saying. Like I saw that and story, and also I saw things, scientists it's not, come
it's
out.
Never and, a, it's always a blanket statement. Yeah. You will find exceptions for everything. You
absolutely.
Know what I mean?
I don't think AI is going to make us stupid. I love Star Trek. I love Star Wars. And technologically, AI is extremely prevalent in those universes. If we continue to evolve, I do feel like we will reach type 2, type 3 civilization stuff, if you want to get into the whole Kardashev scale stuff that, mm-hmm. you know, physicists talk about. And if and when we do, it'll be necessary that trivial remedial functions are handled by something else, because our brains will be handling higher functions.
Higher functions. Your I brain see what you're saying. You're seeing it more as a trade-off.
Yeah. You can't start functioning. I mean, let's scale it back down to this business owner. Mm-hmm. If you're handling the day to day, if you're opening up, if you're handling the front desk, if mm-hmm. you're doing all of the paperwork, how can you handle the actual ownership aspect?
And that's where we're in agreement.
So I look at it like that. Until you can actually have something else handling your lower remedial sure. functions, your brain is not going to evolve past it. And I think that's where we are now. We're finally getting to a point to where technologically we're hitting where they did in the gold rush and when the industrial age first started. Mm-hmm. We're living through that. They had the right. same panic then.
But in your example, so as a business owner, whatever, and you know, and this is why you'll have people who are older. When I say older now, I'm talking like even in their 70s or so, where they will sit there and they will tell you one of the constant things they consistently see, even with some of their C-suite executives in their company, is the ability to handle interpersonal communication and absolutely. Interpersonal relationships. Sure. And that is because technology has helped. Technology is not the fault for everything, but it has helped diminish the need for that. Yet, we were just watching a movie the other day, and the guy had to run all the way downstairs and up the street, whatever, to deliver a message. And we was like, oh my God, thank God for cell phones, right?
Yeah.
That's the advantage and the beauty and the positivity of cell phones.
Yeah,
right?
I lived through the MapQuest era.
Right. So, but now it's cell phone everything. Now it's texting everything, and right. to the point where I don't need to see you, like my boy Jay Wade, who's my best bud, and I haven't seen his face in a minute. Mm-hmm. Text stuff all the time. But going back to your example, in business is concerned, it's going to take away a lot of the interpersonal skills. You know, they're like, I'll sit here and watch you. We looking at each other's facial expressions. Yeah. I know what to say next based off of how your eye did this or whatever. I can't get that over text. Mm-hmm. You understand? So there is going to be a diminish
check
in some
my,
kind of
check
a,
my eye. You pointed it
in that, some kind of an area.
I don't think trading
one in for trading another is the same thing as saying, well, that doesn't mean you're getting dumber in this area, because you are. I mean, at the end of the day, something is being diminished. Even if you're elevating to something higher, something's still being diminished.
No, sure. I don't push cases anymore. I don't hate not pushing cases anymore. I have people to do that for me. However, I do have to handle all of the
budgets. He does live sound, so he literally means physical.
I'm talking physical
cases.
Yeah,
not like a case for argument or something like that.
I am. That was a something. I'm sorry. But in doing that, it doesn't change the fact that, you know, there's a right way to do it. There's a way to push three cases at a time. And I'm using this example because...
Or wrap cables, because I still don't know how to do it.
Absolutely. and those things I still know how to do. Things I don't have to do much. But I mean, handling budgets and dealing with clients directly is something that I absolutely have to do more of. And the interpersonal side of it is annoying. I use that example to lead up to this. You get to that point to where you realize that even some of that isn't necessary. And I've used Lucy as an example a bunch of times as the perfect
the
perfect prime. If you haven't seen it, with Scarlett Johansson, she ingests some kind of drug and she has too much.
Yeah.
And what it does is it hyper evolves her brain almost to the point to where she literally becomes a god.
Part of the whole sense.
Yeah. But as it happens, you start to notice that emotionally she starts to become
less.
Mm-hmm. And
matter of fact, she kissed the guy.
And
he was
didn't
like,
feel
what was
anything.
That for? She was like, as a reminder.
Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, it was the thing. For what? Because at a certain point, do you need it anymore? After a certain point, like a lot of our emotions are our problem.
Well, you know, it's going to know what the reason why this is, I think, I know I cut you off. The reason why I know this is going to end up being a circular conversation, because we're not really disagreeing with each other.
No,
but we're bringing up.
It's just points.
Yeah, we're bringing up points that will always find a counterpoint. Yeah. And it's like water, you know,
but that's
water
what you
is absolutely
do.
Necessary for life, but then water will kill you. So it's like, yeah, so that's where technology is.
And I think that's the important thing. People tell me I'm dry. People tell me I don't have a welcoming personality. I do. I don't use
You're
it.
You're like Melba Toast in the middle of an Afghan desert.
Your example. Explain to them what that even is.
I don't need to explain to them what Melba Toast is. Y'all know what Melba Toast is. Look, someone right now is going like this. I need some water.
But I mean, it's I've always felt, God, this is going to be the most arrogant thing that I probably say since I've started talking again.
It won't.
It won't. I have felt that when it comes to emotional evolutionary progress, I'm on a higher scale than most because I can turn those things on and off. And I do.
Okay.
I don't give the happy bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
I can allow myself to feel it if I want to. But most of the times I block a lot of that stuff out because it interrupts the logical process that's needed for what I need to do.
You know what Tosh calls that? Asperger's.
Okay. I may be undiagnosed, that's possible. That's very
She's
possible.
She's like, you have Asperger's. That's exactly what she would say.
I would believe her, too. I would believe her because Tosh knows what she's talking about.
Man.
But I think that's where we are, is that we've learned how to create something that's going to help us, one, check one of our greatest pitfalls as a species, but then push us into whatever that next, whether it's creatively, artistically, culturally, politically, it's gonna help us view things through a different type of lens. Even asking the questions of how bad is this?
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that in hindsight we can give so much praise to predictive programming? Like, oh yeah, they talked about this in this movie, talked about it in this movie. But then when you have films, say like Terminator and stuff, where the machines are making the machines and programming the machines, and then they eventually take over. Suddenly, that's still science fiction. Like, why do we not feel that? Oh, this is predictive programming.
I get real conspiratorial when we start talking about that because that goes into what I was talking about with governments have this tech.
Yeah,
anything. I'm confident. I've actually heard military people say this. Like anything that the public starts to see, they've had it for 50 years.
Yeah, and to you musicians, like I've said this before, especially to my coaching clients, when you're writing, I used to call it the song du jour, right? When you're writing the song of the day, you're writing to the current trend. You have to understand that a lot of the songs, I have to say a lot because technology changed that as well, but a lot of the songs, they were written a while ago.
Yeah.
They just made it out. Now, the technology, yeah, there are songs that were written freaking 2 weeks ago, and now they're out. So that part has changed to a degree.
Yeah.
But the point is, if you're writing for what's current, you're late.
Right.
At the end of the day.
Timberland just did an interview the other, I don't know if it's the other day. I just saw it the other day while I was bedridden. And he was talking about.
Yeah, see how you slipped that in for a little sympathy check. My bad. I'm so glad
right,
you're here, brother. I'm so glad you're here. He just needed that.
Well, I better be back. Better be back.
Well, I was on my line at knocking at death's door.
Man, I had to get better to die type stuff. No. But Tim was talking about, you know, how he can't do things now the way he did in the 90s. And it excites him. He says a lot of producers are, and it's true, a lot of the greats from my generation, your generation, are upset. Troy talked about it too. They're mad at the young guys. And Tim's like, I'm excited because I feel like now I'm finally learning what this is that they're doing and how to do me in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always reference back when we talk about the collective and stuff like right. going back to the whole, you know, how long has tech been around before they introduced and answering the question with predictive learning and then Terminator stuff. Mm-hmm. Tommy Lee Jones said it in Men in Black. He was like, the, you know, the person is smart. People are dumb, stupid, egotistical, and you know it. And we are as mm-hmm. collectively, when you try, if you come to a group of people and you say, hey, this is the new tech, it can do this. People are going to spaz out because everybody's going to have a different perspective and it's going to funnel to panic. Uh-huh. If you go to each person individually, you can present logical evidence for why mm-hmm. and then give them an explanation and then bring them to the group with the information and you'll have a completely different response. Yeah. That's what it is. I think that collectively, governments, agencies, people who have their fingers on this tech, mm-hmm. have been slow dripping it to us for. That's why you've been seeing. I mean, I always say, if you see it in a movie, it exists.
Yeah. I agree.
Because it's our imaginations are great and all, but some of these movies are like, if you look at the physics behind how magic and flying cars and stuff, it's like physically it the math checks out.
Right.
And it's like, okay, they're who are they sourcing to be able to make the math
check? Right.
Like the black hole that was in. Right. The Lincoln, I'm messing this one up. I can't. Interstellar.
Matthew McConaughey.
Interstellar. I'm coming back. I'm getting back.
You said the Lincoln guy.
Yeah. That's why he was
Lincoln spokesman. I knew what you meant.
But when they talked about how realistic that black hole was and how close to reality that is, it's because they're sourcing actual material that we know now. So that's what I think about that. I think that we can give credence to the positives of what predictive learning and all that stuff is doing and still treat certain things as sci-fi because we're keeping it in the time capsule of when it existed.
Right.
And for what the public had been slow dripped and introduced to and accepted. Now, if you talk to my son, if you showed him Terminator, he 100% thinks that stuff real. Just because how
because he's seen stuff around that exactly that's similar.
Yeah, like I was doing I did a conference about a month ago. It was an actual science conference here in the Georgia Memorial Conference Center, and they had one of those robot dogs running around the whole week. Like it was just
right
there, and I mean it would stop, it would stand up on two legs, it would let you pet it. It had cameras, it could roll over, but right. I mean it was one of those robot dogs,
right?
And we didn't have those 20 years ago.
No,
we didn't.
The consumer didn't.
Right? Yeah, the public didn't have those 20 years, but they were already functioning. And now you can see the videos of the robots dancing in sync. You know, right. They're actually doing the dance moves and stuff. And again, it's a slow drip thing. So I think that's a long winded answer.
Yeah, I was trying to explain. So what was the point again?
But I think that's what it is. I think it's the powers that be. Hand holding us collectively to a point to where it's accepted that this is.
Of course, yeah, you can't just launch it. So, look,
which I think is why we're getting the AI thing and the deepfake stuff now.
Yeah, at the end of the day, my main thing is be aware, not beware, but be aware of the deepfake. All right, so just understand that there is homework you need to do. You can't just see a headline and run with it. You absolutely cannot. That makes you a programmable freaking puppet. Yeah. You have to understand it. I hope you get that. Like, it's a trade-off that you don't have a choice in. It's not like you're choosing. You don't have a choice in that trade-off. It's either you do your due diligence or be a programmable puppet.
Right.
Those are your two options there. So it's not like, well, I don't really do my due diligence, but I ain't no fool. Well, I'm saying, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Like, you are. Like, look at, yes, you are. So I can't make it any more plain.
No, absolutely.
Like, I can't make it any more plain than that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so be aware.
I would say this. Go a step beyond being aware. One of the things that I'm working with my son now is three things. It's one, expand your thinking.
Yeah.
Two, think creatively with your time. Three, nice. Plan through the details and then meld those three things together. Mm-hmm. So be aware of it, yes. But I encourage people to go out and try them. Like, find the apps are out there.
For sure.
You know, get out there and see what you can
Please
do.
Please get off of the whole, yeah, I don't really know how to do all that. I live with someone that's
awesome. ChatGPT will talk you.
She goes, you just mad because you can't delegate. I'm like, well, I'm not the best at delegating, I'll admit.
Yeah.
But I sure know how to do a whole lot of freaking stuff.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather know how to do a whole lot of stuff than just be like, well, I can delegate everything out. Because when your delegatees are gone,
yeah.
you're like,
I I'm still super old school, where I live almost from an imperial period, where, you know, if you went to, you know, ancient Japan, mm-hmm. Yes, you had to deal with samurais, but the baddest samurai that was there was the emperor.
Right.
You did not want to fight that guy.
Don't want to fight the emperor.
No, it's not the dude.
You have a shiny piece of hair that just keeps making me think you have milk on your beard. It's driving me nuts.
I mean, it's Zaddy loading, bro. Zaddy is loading. The gray is coming in. You know what I'm saying?
No, well, yeah. So the baddest emperor.
Yeah, but no, I still function like that. Like when I'm every crew that I'm on, I know how to do everything. Mm. And in three of the disciplines, I am generally the best at it.
I literally have a affirmation that says everything that I need to know is made known to me, so that I know what to do in every situation, every circumstance that I'm involved in, because I'm anointed with the abilities and I'm anointed with the resources and the abilities to accomplish it.
And see, even the fact that you can memorize and regurgitate that every single time, every day. Same time. I mean, that's a skill in itself.
Yeah, I say it, but I literally say that almost every day. That's repetition. That's
my son has had one affirmation since he was 2 years old. I am big. I am strong. I am smart. I will be bold. He still doesn't.
I will kick my dad's butt.
Yeah. So you know, some people don't live by that, and I understand. I know a lot of bosses, a lot of people who are in charge, who don't know what their understudies do mm-hmm. at all.
Yeah.
I don't like that, man. I can't. I personally can't be that person.
Yeah. Y'all crack on me about this whole massage stuff that I do, which has been paying me quite well, actually, I might say.
I crack on you just because it's funny. I respect it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But I mean, you.
So to your point, the reason why I got into that is because I love the way I felt
right.
when I would go to a masseuse.
And
right?
You wanted to share that feeling.
And I get a high when I know I'm the source of someone else feeling good.
Right.
So when you put those two things together, boom, now all of a sudden I do massage therapy.
You got your
right?
dopamine release.
Now, yeah. Imagine, how does AI do that?
Ooh. But see, this is the thing. I don't think we can imagine all the ways it can yet, but it does do that.
Yeah, that's well, someone's going to say, well, so technically it kind of does, like if you have a massage chair or something like that.
Yeah, I'll point this out. I was talking to my dad about this. Another conference that I produced a while ago was a neurosurgeon conference, and they had just introduced a new piece of tech, and it was one of those NER robots.
Okay.
And they let me play with it. It was super cool. Mm-hmm. And the demonstration they did, the surgeon from London actually came in, but he went to another room and was actually working it with his phone.
Yeah. I forget the term for that, but that's what Jack Tosh up.
Was it? Well, it's not perfected.
Obviously.
Yeah. And they
it's
also
still prone to user error.
They also admitted that it was not perfected. But what I'm saying is that computationally, I used DivIQ earlier as an example. This computer can computationally do any differential equation mathematical problem faster than I will ever be able to do it with less paper.
Absolutely.
And but we had to program it to be able to do that.
And you know what? As long as that's always the case, hearts and minds are probably a little bit more at ease.
Sure.
Program it to teach it how to program others.
Yeah. I think that's what it'll be. But it will, again, you know, 1,000 years from now, we'll hit another critical mass where there'll be a panic session where sentience actually happens. Mm-hmm. And it may happen before 1,000 years. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I that's where we're going. And I mean, you can panic about it, or you can accept that that's where it's at, and you can put your hands on it and be a part of it. Right. So to answer your question, how does AI do that? It does it by taking the computations that we use to program it.
Right.
And I mean, it can study all of our emotions and replicate it perfectly. I mean, they've got robots that feel more human than me. I've touched one. It was terrifying.
Michelle Gwynn?
Yeah, she was there too. Well, she there? She knows about it though.
She does.
Yeah. I haven't bought one. I know it's not under bed.
Y'all talking poly or what? Where are we going?
That's my private life. we're at the beginning stages now to where we can't fathom what it can do. But at the same time, we didn't have self-driving cars 40 years ago. It was a concept. I mean, I think we had it, but now consumers have it. And if we continue to look at the exponential jump in what it's doing, yes, AI will be able to mimic everything we do and provide that same feeling. It'll be able to provide happy, warm bedside manners like doctors at some point.
Like happy something else. I was like, wow. 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 All right, so I have a closing thought on this. I want to see if I can articulate this well. Because a lot of people see AI as an anti-God thing, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't.
Good.
And here's part of the reason why. Because if you're a Christian, I don't mean like today's Christian, but Christian by what Christians is supposed to be, right? Meaning Christ-like. Okay. If you're a Christian, right, most people agree that we have God's DNA in us, because God literally is in everything, from the grain of the sand to the leaf on the tree to the whatever. We are made up of God's DNA. Now, if God is popularly known, is all everywhere, all knowing, omniscient, everything, right? And you have his DNA, then why do we have such a problem with us being potentially that? When we make these technological advances, all we're doing is taking the step in what our DNA is made available to us. Now, I'm going to say a personal belief. Yes, in the Bible, it was personal belief. I don't think God will ever allow us to have or do anything where it becomes worshipped or honored or idolized above him, her, and him. And just so y'all know, in Hebrew, Yahweh is male and female, so don't get on me on that. So I don't think that will ever happen, but I also then believe that's why we never had everything thrust on us all at once, because we couldn't handle that. You know what I mean? This phone, these laptops, this everything we're using right now has been on this earth since day freaking one. We didn't invent crap. All we did was discover. That's all we did. So to me, and to those that have this whole AI thing and they're so worried about that, like, I think you are putting God in a little water bottle like this, and the potential that he has put in us, you're keeping it in this right here. And it scares you. And the reason why I know it scares you is because AI scares you. That's my last thought on it.
Okay. I don't know who we're talking to on that. I
wasn't talking anyway. It was my closing thoughts.
Cool.
Walter Cronkite. Right,
I have nothing to say on
it. Was it Walter Cronkite that did the closing things? Was it 60 Minutes? He did the closing.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah.
That whole thing takes me down a completely different conversation that we don't have time for on this particular episode.
Yeah. I want you to get your rest today.
I'm not going
to
do it. but I think a lot of that stuff is divisiveness. A lot of that stuff is put out there just so people can have opposing opinions, right, to fracture any type of unification on thought process. I will say this. I don't think God cares enough because if he did, stuff wouldn't happen the way it's happening. He spun the top and he's letting the top spin. And if it goes that way, cool. If it goes that way, I've never been there one to believe he's one of those. His fingerprints are on everything. We're an ant farm. He put us in this thing, and whatever we do, we do. That being said, you can't stop this. So there's nothing you can do about it. You can be afraid of it all you want to. I highly recommend you be afraid of it while being involved with it, because if you don't, it's gonna run you over. It's happening with I had a conversation with my brother. This will be my final thought, I guess. I had a conversation with my brother 4 years ago when I tried to get all of my— I've been in crypto for 8 years now. So it was doing nothing. I lived through the initial first big boom where we did great, and that was an accident. After that is when I started trying to get people into it and started trying to teach them what I knew. And I told them, I said, money is going to go away as you know it. It's already digital. And they didn't believe that, but it is. It's numbers on the computer screen. But I said, nah, man, cash is king, cash, whatever. And then as soon as we got to the pandemic and they started running into places talking about, oh, we don't accept cash anymore. Oh, there's a coin shortage. Then people want to come and ask, what was that thing you were talking about money going away? And I was like, I tried to tell you this bus was coming.
Right.
And to prepare for it to come. And you didn't want to. And now I'm not doing that
anymore. And that's why they call you Johnny Noah Wells. I'm sorry. I interrupted your final thought.
Get on the bus. It was leading to that. That was perfectly timed. Get on the bus, man. Be grumpy and gripe while you're on the bus, but be on it.
Or on the boat.
I'm
sorry. This just fits so perfectly. Pause. Yo, can we close this out? Because we're starting.
Every time I try to be serious, man, this guy here. That's it. Don't get left behind on it. Know about it. Dabble in it. At least like Stone said, be aware. But I would hope that you would want to be proficient.
Yeah, you have no choice. Like, if you want to function, it'll come to a point where you really don't have a choice.
Yeah, be one of the people who can track down the person that created the Rihanna deepfake. You know, try to get into that side of it to understand how it works, to be able to reverse engineer that stuff. Then you can't be duped by it.
And then you'll always have a job.
That too.
Yo, Life on Podcast, www.lifeonpodcast.com. Any and everything you need is on there, including eggs and milk. For me, it's stonestafford.com. That's two F's, not Stanford, not Stratford, not Statford. It's not difficult, people. It is stonestafford.com.
Just Johnny Vaughn, J-U-S-T-J-O-N-Y-V-A-N on all your stuff.
Hey, man, we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Listen, we were doing well for a while, and we're still doing well. We're going to ask you guys to keep it up. Tell a friend. All right, tell a friend, share, like, subscribe. We're going to hit that 1 million subscribers in 2023. Can't do it without you, so we want to thank you in advance. We appreciate you. We love you. We're out.